Live, you may take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We tonight includes Ian,
Derek J,
and Allie.
And again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and also Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we talked here and there through the first hour about the idea of polyamory, and that is that you could have multiple partners instead of this monogamy thing where you're basically with one person for supposedly the rest of your life.
Is that what monogamy means?
Well, I mean, monogamy is just one partner at a time. So not necessarily, you're right, not necessarily for the rest of your life, but that tends to be the societal thing.
Yeah, that's the goal. You're like moving along looking for the one that you spend the rest of your life with, right? That's the Cinderella story.
I guess, and a lot of people are seeking that, and maybe the thing is, you're not supposed to be with just one person. Maybe there's something out there to back that up. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories. Or maybe it's different for each person. Maybe some people are cut out by birth for monogamy, and maybe others are just not. You know, and maybe that's why we see so much cheating in relationships.
Sure. I could see some people being bored with just one person.
Right, and then trying to force themselves to stay with that one person because that's what society expects of them usually leads to really undesirable, I think, unintended consequences for that relationship.
In all of these cases, though, I'm wondering if it's just honesty that's the problem. I think it just needs to be, like, let's call that the new sexuality. I'm honest. That's my sexuality. I'll tell you if I'm feeling a certain way or if I'm feeling like I need another partner, if I'm seeing another partner.
Totally agree with that assessment, and it's based on my, albeit limited, experience with having open relationships. What I encountered was that my partner wasn't being open. So, like, we had this agreement to be open, but it wasn't happening. There was, you know, going behind another, you know, the partner's back. There was telling lies. And to me, that's not an open relationship. Whereas there was an example during the relationship when there was some level of honesty where I was told that my partner was interested in another man. And it kind of diffused the interest. The honesty about the attraction was able to kind of diffuse the attraction to some extent.
For whom?
For the partner. For the person who was attracted to the other man.
That partner enjoyed sort of the secretiveness of the relationship?
Right. I don't think it was as exciting after it was no longer surreptitious.
Interesting.
I think. Now, again, that's just one experience.
Honesty ruined it.
Well, I think you have to wonder why it'd be exciting in a relationship to do something secretive, especially if you think that the other person would be okay with it. You're just holding something, you know, over their head or
maybe that's
behind
fear.
Their back.
You know, maybe it's fear that the person won't be okay with it and not wanting to face whatever conversation might come of that.
But you suggested that it was the you not knowing about it thing, which made exciting.
Oh, that was just a suggestion. I think that for the partner in that case, that could have been a factor. That's just speculation on my case. But I do know that ultimately the open relationships I've had didn't work because there wasn't openness.
Yeah.
And then so basically you don't really have an open relationship in that instance.
I'm sorry.
Somebody's cheating.
Isn't there just going to be jealousy innate in these open relationships?
That's why they're really hard, I think.
So I've never had an open relationship in that way. And it's because I know
I would
be jealous.
I think it's really difficult because the question is, is that jealousy, is it coming from something that's natural, or is it coming from something that is imposed on us by society?
I think it's natural.
It is coming from within me.
Okay. All right, let's go to Ron, listening in Virginia. But it would be coming from within you had you not been raised in this society.
That is the
Ron,
question.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to say that I think polyamorous relationships are fine if people are responsible enough to, or mature enough, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I would say most people in my daily life that I meet, I don't think could actually handle that they would have to meet personal issues over it. And that may be because of their raising or upbringing in our society. But I did want to point out that there's evidence to show that early societies, prehistoric societies were actually probably matriarchal. In other words, lineage was determined by the female, not the male. And in that kind of society, a female can have as many partners as she wants because all the children are hers. There's no way to say, well, you don't know whose child this is because you saw where it came from. But in a man-dominated society, the men, you know, always had the question, well, is it mine? So by basically taking ownership of the woman and basically forcing them to into monogamy, that's where most of our social constructs come from today. There's some evidence archaeological evidence to show that's how things worked out.
That's interesting. Now, right. What's your personal experience been? Have you had the open relationship? Have you had polyamorous relationships?
No. I've always been kind of open to the idea, but to be honest, I've never met a woman who was, and you know, I never wanted to force anything on anyone. So I'm fine with monogamy because part of that is commitment. And this is the big thing about polyamorous, which could be kind of sticky, is children. Like, say, you know, you have Jack and Jill and John and Jane, and they're mixing it up all different kinds of ways, and then both Jill and Jane get pregnant. You know, if they decide to not even do maternity testing, who the parents are, they basically would say, we're going to agree to raise them as a cohesive family, as a polyamorous family. But down the road, at least in our current social construct, that could create issues of its own. And I'm not sure if that would be the healthiest of things for a child. You know, I'm not an expert on child psychology, so I can't say for certain, but it seems to me, being a parent, that it may open things up in some ways, but in some other ways it could difficulties.
I think more parents means more better.
Yeah, right. I mean, normally it's generally considered that if there's a single parent, that it's a very challenging environment for a child to be raised in. It's generally considered that if there are two parents, it's a better environment. So if there were four parents, in theory, as long as they were all responsible individuals and not, you know, crack-smoking losers, then I can't see why that would be a bad situation at all. But I could see that, you know, breakups could be complicated, in which case you need a good agreement. And it's actually interesting, this Slate story, I don't know if we're going to get to the rest of it, but it actually gets into marriage, and the author of the article actually advocates for getting the government out of marriage and they call it privatizing marriage and opening it up to people in polyamorous relationships as well. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Go ahead, Ellie.
Now I'm confused.
Sorry. It's okay. Chase you out.
Poor Ron.
Oh, man. All right, so 855, 450 free. Let's go back to Grant. Wait, do we have Grant on hold the whole time? I'm sorry, Grant. I totally spaced on you there. We put you on hold, and you waited patiently, and you were going to tell us about moving to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I knew you guys wouldn't forget about me.
Nope, there you are. All right. Thanks. Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I have one more thing I have to do before I move. And I have to sell my physical bitcoins to get some FRNs, you know, because you still can't really pay the rent or,
in space.
You know, buy a car in that. So,
yeah, so that's a good idea. And, from what I understand, you'll do pretty well if you sell the physical bitcoins.
Yeah, I'm having trouble selling them, though, because I opened a thread on Bitcoin Talk. But, you know, everyone there wants to pay you with bitcoins, which doesn't
eBay.
Really solve my
eBay.
Problem. Yeah,
eBay will solve your problem.
I thought about trying that.
Yeah, go search for it on eBay, and you'll see what the other ones have sold for.
Yeah, I actually took a closer look at them. I just took them out of storage, and all four of them are misprints.
So we're talking about the physical Bitcoin. For those that are unfamiliar, it was about a year ago that Roger Ver sent us a bunch of these physical Bitcoins, and they're kind of a gimmick. I mean, because in a way they could confuse someone as to what a Bitcoin is. Like, if their first introduction to a Bitcoin was this physical Bitcoin, I don't know if that's really a good idea. If you want to stand by, Grant, I swear we're going to actually come back to you this time. The physical Bitcoin, there was a misprint in the first edition of this physical Bitcoin that has made it a collector's item and worth significantly more than the average Bitcoin. Well, coming up, Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. We've got a lot of stuff. The listening options are available. Live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, all free. You can listen around the clock 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, tune us in on the radio at over 100 radio stations, over 115 actually, coast to coast, AM and FM. We're on XM as well. Plus, we've got the free-to-air satellite channel that allows you to listen to Free Talk Live and the rest of the LRN.FM content around the clock. The satellite channel is brought to you by Bitcoin, and you can receive it across all of North and Central America. And there's no monthly charge for that, thanks to Bitcoin. So webcam, we got that too. The listen lines, you can call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. And will things get worse before they get better or get better before they get worse? Why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer, who's a heck of a nice guy, by the way, have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, available from Amazon, which you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and use our Amazon link, and then we'll get a cut. And, of course, you can also get it from Barnes & Noble, as well as BigHeadPress.com, which is the publisher. The list price is only $14.95, so a great comic series. I love the artwork, and I've read some of the stuff over there at Big Head Press, and it's good stuff. So check out Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. Grant is back with us in Michigan. You're planning a move to New Hampshire. You're looking to sell some of your physical bitcoins in order to help fund your move. Obviously, it's a good idea to have some money saved up before you make a move somewhere, because it's probably no fun to move if you're homeless. So tell us more about what you wanted to share.
Right, so the reason I've been hesitant to use eBay is that I don't intend to pay a cent of capital gains tax on it, which is apparently what, you know, they think that you're supposed to do now. So
okay, you're talking about the new IRS rules that have gone into effect, right. I believe, as of last year or this year or something, where if you do a certain amount of business over a certain number that they'll report to the IRS?
Right.
What's the number,
PayPal,
do you know?
$600, I heard.
I'm actually not 100% sure, but
I thought it was $20,000.
I thought it was way lower. Anyway, we'll look that up.
Why don't you just take the bitcoins with you to Porkfest and like put them up for auction or something?
Well, I thought about that, but I'm just not sure if anyone would have, you know, that much cash. These are 25 Bitcoin coins. So.
Oh wow!
So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I guess if you feel like you don't want to use the kind of inside-the-system methods to liquidate this stuff, I don't really know what to tell you besides, like Ali's suggesting, just finding somebody through... there's some Bitcoin websites that'll hook you up with people willing to buy and sell Bitcoins in your local area. That might be an option for you, but, you know, you're going to get paid, so who cares if there's a report sent to the IRS?
Well,
that's my view.
I think you should, like, at least try, if you really don't want to go through the eBay route, you could... just take pictures of them and post them in the Facebook group, if you have a Facebook, on the Porkfest group, and just tell people, hey, I'll bring these if anyone wants to offer me, and you'll probably get lots of messages.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's $10,000 is the IRS reporting.
So if you make more than $10,000 on eBay, is what you're saying, that there will be some sort of report?
Received in one trade.
In just one?
Yeah.
Not over a whole year?
Received in a trade.
Huh. Okay.
Well, I did get an offer for about 9,000 in bitcoins for three of them because I was planning on keeping one for a while. I don't know. That might be okay. I might have to look into that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely take the time. If you're looking at a big transaction like this, it's definitely worth the time to look into how you could best go about accomplishing it. And so best of luck on your journey. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Do you know where you're going to end up?
I think I have a room nailed down in Manchester. So
fantastic! Woo! All right, man. Enjoy the trip, and congratulations on your decision. Good luck selling those bitcoins.
Yay.
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's always great. New people are coming here to New Hampshire every month as part of the Free State Project. New folks are signing up left and right, and I think probably going to hit that 20,000 goal in the next couple of years, which is really exciting.
I'm very pumped. I just looked at the numbers on freestateproject.org earlier.
What are we up to?
I don't know. It's let's see. It's past 14,000 for signers.
Yep, that's right.
So let's see.
So what's the hypothetical result of 20,000 movers?
That's what triggers the move. That's what says once there are 20,000 people
who
signed up.
That's when all the people who signed up, who said that they
have 5 years
right.
to
make the move.
Right. Right, and that's what the statement of intent is about.
Now, we already have over 1,100 people who are here now, people like the three of us who are early movers to New Hampshire. In fact, if you were to move tomorrow, you'd be considered an early mover.
Well, how many of the 20,000 are going to actually come?
Good question. No way to know. A lot of those 20,000 signed up several years ago. So how many of them will remember they signed up? How many of them will... still be interested. Who knows? Maybe it'll only end up being 5 or 10,000 that end up showing up. But even if that's the case, it'll be tremendous because already we've had a huge impact with only 1,000 people. And over time, that's not going to stop. Just because the Free State Project might end when it reaches 20,000 doesn't mean that people will stop coming here.
Right.
I mean, freekeen.com is going to continue promoting what's happening, and the Shire Society will continue to exist, which is a separate organization from the Free State Project. It's not really an organization, but it's a separate encouragement to people to make the move here, and Shire Society is not going to shut down in any of the foreseeable future.
And Shire Society includes much higher numbers than that of the Free State Project because it also includes people who are already from this area.
Correct. Anybody can join the Shire Society.
Yeah, so I've got the numbers. It's 14,219 participants.
Excellent.
And 1,166 in New Hampshire. And that's just... the people who report, because I was one of the people who didn't even, move the ticker when I moved here. I didn't bother signing up until I knew I was pressured by others. Hey, there's this ticker that people watch. And
right.
And so, some people are waiting for this thing to move up. So
yep.
it's important to sign up and do that. Everyone does.
Well, I signed up the day before I moved because I didn't want to sign up. And then, I wanted to be sure I was going to do it.
Yeah. So I think it's not exactly reflective of.
Not at all.
It's underrepresentative.
I think you're right about that. There are people who will move and will never sign up just because they're privacy nuts, for instance, and, don't want to put their name on
another
any kind of list.
Another list to be on,
Yeah, exactly. So let's go to Frank. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, I was going to talk about the whistleblower, but I find it more interesting to discuss, the non-monogamous relationship.
Oh, splendid. Well, stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Hang on, Frank. We'll bring you back to talk about polyamory and open relationships, which I think are pretty related. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and maybe you've got an experience in this area you'd like to share. Because my experience has been pretty difficult. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you you need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of your toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You may bring up what's on your mind. That's the point of the show. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table to talk about, and throughout the show, off and on, we've been discussing polyamory. We're going to continue that subject here in moments. And want to let you know about Freedom Fest, the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. Speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue has been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th, now at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge and held in the heart of capitalism. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. And Mark, apparently, is going to be there representing Free Talk Live. It's the first I've heard of this.
Wow.
So that's great. And this is an event you don't want to miss. So go to freedomfest.com and get registered now. That's there's a lot of big names going to be attending this event. That's freedomfest.com. Frank is back with us in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Thanks, guys. Well, you know, I've thought a lot about this issue over the last, you know, 40 years. And
polyamory, that is?
Yeah, historically, you'll notice that Plato was against monogamous marriage. He viewed that as sort of a failed institution. He wanted
Plato
multiple marriages. Yes, Plato. And what's interesting about it is that I believe in the 1960s, and actually the 50s and the 60s, when you had, you know, Hugh Hefner with his Playboy philosophy and sort of this notion that in a sense, sex was not just for procreation, but it was sort of like a hedonistic frontier, and it was a means of pleasure and self-expression. And the notion that individuals mate for specific reasons in their lifespan, an example would be the early marriage is basically about producing offspring. So men and women are more attracted to their physicality, in a sense, than, let's say, their intellectual compatibility or, you know, social compatibility and things. The notion of sort of like a very passionate attachment that's related to a biological drive or urge. And then often, you know, couples will drift apart. So so when you're in middle age, you're looking for companionship. You know, this whole notion of the post-war baby boom period where you had like the seven-year itch, and then in California in the 60s and 70s and 80s, after about 7 years to 12 years, then it's a divorce. You know, if you look at the TV show An American Family, The Loud Family, that PBS did in the early 1970s, where, you know, the family is a, you know, a nuclear family with children of different ages, and by the time the documentary is over, the parents are divorced, and you have this whole sort of notion of trying to understand not only the change in the family, but their own gender roles and their own notions of quote-unquote fulfillment. So my idea is this, at least what I've seen in my life, is that marriages, in a sense, rarely, if ever, last. And in a sense, it's not uncommon in the West to be married, divorced, remarried, divorced, remarried, and then, you know, probably off to the retirement home or the nursing home. But within that, there's a certain emancipation that had a resonance to American culture and various subcultures. And by that I mean the resonance was for fulfillment. And you saw that with the feminist movement, or the women's liberation movement in the 1960s and 70s. And
what do you mean when you say fulfillment?
Well, people wanted to be fulfilled not only physically, sexually, but they wanted to have, you know, this as an enhancement to their day-to-day life.
I interpreted that as
They wanted to be self-actualized, as Abraham Maslow would have put it, you know, the psychologist of the 1960s thing. So what I'm trying to say is this. I think the model of being married for life is over, especially with a long lifespan. And we realize, too, that in the West, marriage is really an economic institution.
Well, there's also birth control, which affects the way in which you view a relationship where, you know, I'm with this person, obviously I'm having sex with them, but I can control if I have their
baby. Yes, that's a brilliant, brilliant point. And if you look at the writings of Havelock Ellis and, let me say, Margaret Sanger, you know, they had a sexual relationship in England when she was, you know, being instructed on eugenics and different things. So the point I'm trying to say...
I love how Frank presumes that we know all these obscurities. You're so well-read, Frank, and you know many different...
Well, good insights.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about it is, you're right, the reproduction, when you could control your own fertility, then in a sense, you controlled, in a sense, your own destiny.
Yeah,
and that is a tremendous breakthrough, and we saw that in the 20th century. You'll notice that contraception was illegal in the United States in the early 20th century when the industrialist who owned the factory, his wealth was in the labor. So they didn't want, they wanted, you know, the more people that were born, the more people to work on the assembly line, the more money for the industrialist and his family and his corporation. But see, that all changed with the technology. So in a sense, now we're looking at the notion of population control, global population expansion, outstripping the resources.
I am so happy with my vasectomy. It's one of the greatest investments I've ever made in myself. And Frank, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you as always at 855-450-FREE. We could give that guy the whole show. I mean, he could just.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's, but it just, my favorite point of his is it seemed like he was making the case. And I don't want to put words in his mouth. Maybe he'll call back later. But
not tonight. Only one call per night.
Right, right. But he seemed to be saying that individuals and humanity is moving in the direction of autonomy, of independence, and it's one step at a time. And technology played its part with the pill, and now there's sort of a social revolution that's sort of happening, whereas humans were enslaved by this tradition of partnership and monogamy, and now we're breaking free of that slavery and realizing that there's some independence and autonomy.
Yeah, but it's a slow process, right? So, like, technology...
Some individuals are breaking free, not everybody,
but
it takes those few in society to move things along.
This is true.
There's definitely more of a, I will be with you until I choose to leave attitude about relationships, where, as in the past, it was like, my dad sold me to you, so now I guess I'm stuck with you forever.
What?
Yeah, certainly that level of relationship has changed.
You know, whatever, they still do this in like very agrarian societies where it's
Arranged
sold my daughter
marriages.
For a cow or whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad we've moved beyond that. But the social side of things tends to move slower, right? So we've got all this wonderful technology. I mean, we're here doing this show. We're on satellite. We're on internet. We've got 7 computers in this room right now. And, you know, high-speed bandwidth. We've got in our hands. We've got a computer. Like, the power of the cell phones that we're using, the smartphones, would have been a full-size desktop not 5 years ago. I mean, the technology is incredible that we're dealing with here. And, of course, as you mentioned, some of the sexual technology is also pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And the societal aspect just is always lagging. It always falls behind the technology. And as you were talking about before, I mean, even if we can look at polyamory and look at these people's relationship, which we haven't really talked too much about here, but the people that are in a relationship with more than one person, look at their relationships and be amazed by it, speaks to the idea that most people, as our caller earlier suggested, just they're not ready for something like this. As you stated earlier, Derek J., you don't think you would be able to handle it due to jealousy issues.
Not me personally, but I admire them. I think it's amazing. If they have love, if they have found love, and it's 3 times or the number of normal love that I would have in a single relationship, well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. I think that's great. That's something to aspire to. Maybe one day I'll be open enough and comfortable enough and not feel jealousy when I'm presented with the option of multiple partners. But, yeah, I'm not there right now. I think there's some value in monogamy, at least for me. I still believe in the Cinderella fairy tale.
You want to get swept off your feet? Is
yeah.
That right? Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. We'll continue, and if you have experience at this, sure would love to hear about it. And it is difficult. I mean, I will tell you how I approach it here as far as how you deal with that happening. You're the person you love, loving someone else. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No silver hearts. The nation is advertising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember 2 words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those 2 words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember 2 words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, and you can also join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and if you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live and you would like to help support the show, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month, and then that will be invested into Free Talk Live. We'll then help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to freetalklive.com, rather amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And so you can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. So thank you in advance. And if you already are an amplifier, thank you for that too. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. We've been talking about polyamory and was, you know, discussing the idea that this is a pretty difficult concept. And I think it's maybe there is something that's natural within us to want to be with just one person, or maybe that's put in us by society, the society in which we live. There's some evidence. I had a story recently about the woman's libido and how it's basically been pushed out by society as, you know, like women are supposed to pretend like they don't want to have sex, which is sure. Ridiculous. But that's what the societal kind of expectation is, and it, you know, it's repressive. I mean, that's basically, it's a repressive aspect of this society. And so who's to say that the monogamy idea is not equally as repressive and creating all of these unhealthy relationships where people would have healthier relationships if they were just honest with each other about wanting to have sex with somebody else.
Well, I could see why women not, like, it's a societal pressure for women to pretend as if they don't enjoy and are not interested in sex. But I don't know if I would jump and say, I mean, obviously I disagree with you somewhat about this. So obviously I wouldn't say, well, yeah, then you also should tell girls that it's, you know, it's normal for your boyfriend to want to have sex with all these different girls.
It's also normal for your girlfriend to want to have sex with another man.
Sure. And if you go into a relationship like that, then that's probably healthy.
Or in Derek's case, your boyfriend wanting to have sex with another
man. Yeah, we all do. So that's why I like monogamy. That's why I like...
Because you want to, but you don't.
Well, I know plenty of people do, but that's not what I want.
Have you ever had someone cheat on you in your monogamous relationship?
No, not that I know of.
That's very good. You're very fortunate about that.
Yeah, my heart has been broken before, but not from cheating.
Not from cheating. Okay. So what I was going to suggest is, you know, as difficult as it is to think about the idea of somebody you really love spending time with and loving someone else, the way that I approach it is, and I'm not saying it's easy because I was brought up in the same society and subjected to the same, you know, popular culture and mass media and all the suggestions and families and what people expect. But ultimately, I want, you know, if I love somebody, I want what's best for them. And I want them to feel good. And I want them to enjoy their life and be happy and not feel restricted. And so if that means that that other person is going to either leave just permanently to go to a new relationship or to experiment with somebody different, then I think it's important to remind myself about that. If I feel, you know, the jealousy or whatever, to focus on what is important, and that is that my partner is happy and that my partner is seeking whatever sort of joy is finding, hopefully, whatever joy they're looking for.
So you love your partner enough to get over, or maybe you don't even have feelings of jealousy, you just want that other person to be happy. That's how.
If you focus on that aspect of it, I think it can remove the potential for feeling jealous.
Isn't that part of where the jealousy comes from, though? Feeling like
that your partner's
happy.
Why don't
I make this person happy? That they're happier with, you know, being with someone else. Like, what if you're with that person, you're in an open relationship, and you feel like you're kind of getting nudged out of the relationship? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, what if that is hurtful for you? Of course, you can leave, I guess. But, mm-hmm. I mean, don't you feel like maybe you're setting yourself up for that?
I guess it just depends. I mean, yeah, you don't know what's going to come. Maybe the person will, you know, nudge you out. You won't be the primary person in that relationship anymore. And if that's the case, then that's okay, too, from my perspective, because I wouldn't want someone to stay with me who didn't want to stay with me. I wouldn't want that to be whatever our current relationship was, where that person was unhappy and felt like they had to stay because of some agreement that was made, you know, 10 years prior. And the fact, I mean, just presuming we've been together for that long, but, you know, if you get married to somebody, there's this agreement. And the fact is people change over time. You know, maybe they grew apart, for instance, and maybe this other person is a better match now than you were. And so it's accepting the idea that, you know,
but
it's okay to not be the perfect person.
But the polyamory is the overlap. You know, you can still, all these things are still true in someone who's pursuing a monogamous approach to relationships. You know, you could decide that you don't want to be this person and move on. But what I struggle with is the idea of going into and obviously some people don't, if you don't struggle with this and you want to do it, then I'm not going to stay in your way. But as like, we should throw off our chains of monogamy that are holding us back from our real, you know, whatever relationship potential. I don't know if it's really, that's
you don't see
the
it
correct,
that way?
Correct direction. I don't see it that.
Hasn't that been the path though? Hasn't that been the trend throughout, you know, the technology, the pill and that's been the path of society, hasn't it?
So you think that it's
more
trending
individual
towards
autonomy?
More. Well, the thing is, I think that one partner at a time still makes sense. It makes sense that why people would pursue that, why society would encourage that, and why a lot of people would consent to
but
that.
But somebody
in
a different society would say that's crazy because, like in a, let's say, a more, I guess, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, kind of, there have been tribes, for instance, that have much more of a kind of a sharing attitude as far as sex is concerned, as I understand it, at least. And so, you know, from them looking at a society in which monogamy is the standard, they might say, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you, you know, why wouldn't you want to share? Why wouldn't you want, you know, everybody to experience, you know, the expertise of being with somebody from one aspect, but on the other hand, you've got somebody else that's very close to you that can help do X, Y, and Z around the house or whatever. I mean, so you've got this, what we started with was a story at Slate about four people, that two men, two women, that have over time become in this polyamorous relationship. Who's to say that they don't have a, you know, a better relationship and that it doesn't work better for them because they're able to combine all their talents together into this
Yeah, can you imagine splitting up all of the daily chores of life that you have to do with four people instead of one?
Get the house cleaned a lot faster.
Yeah, but you have the chores of four different people.
And the house will get twice as dirty.
Well, it still helps.
I mean, it might be more efficient.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that, it, of course, it makes sense to you because that's the way it's always been. And I'm not saying one way is right or one way is wrong. I mean,
well, I'm not even arguing from a point of, well, this is, I guess I shouldn't, if it sounds like I'm arguing from a point, well, that's the way it is, that's the way it's been, so it should stay that way.
No, I don't.
Then that's not what I mean to argue, but I think, I guess, you know, on like a, from a personal note, I would argue that I think monogamy makes sense and will continue to make sense for at least a while.
For
because,
what?
Well, I think the reason is because relationships have developed from more than just about stability or about sex, but it's like, you know, learning about another person and like growing. You know, when you find out about the stories about you can, but just figure out one person is challenging enough.
Mm.
Like to fully understand one person.
I tend to agree. I think having more than one is a real challenge.
And that's why people in relationships can feel like I'm not getting enough attention. You know, they seem to have their mind focused elsewhere.
If you have another person, then you'll have enough attention, right? So if you feel like you're not getting enough from the single relationship, maybe it's time to talk about being open to other changes. Maybe it doesn't have to always be monogamous. And I think that you know, one of the things that I think is worth focusing on in this conversation is that people do change over time, and what people want changes over time. And so mm-hmm. why keep yourself restricted to this, you know, very yeah. restrictive relationship where you're going to be tempted to cheat? Whereas if you have an open relationship, I think you can still have an open relationship and still stay monogamous, at least to a point. To where, you know, just because you have an open relationship doesn't mean you're sleeping with someone new every weekend, I guess is one of the
right. things. I like that you made the distinction between just being promiscuous and being polyamorous. It's still possible to cheat in a polyamorous relationship
right, if you're
not being open and honest about what you're doing.
Which is why I like the description of polyamory here as consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy. Whereas somebody who's cheating is not being responsible and they're not being ethical. They're being irresponsible by lying and creating situations that could result in all manner of complications. And, of course, it's unethical to tell a lie in the first place.
Why that's part of the definition, because part of the monogamous definition isn't if you're with someone, unless you cheat, then you're not. Is that so? As soon as you cheat, then it means that you are polyamorous?
No. I think polyamory has to be with the understanding of the other partners.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's about respecting whatever being open and honest is involved in both monogamy and polyamory.
Well, yeah, in theory, you should be open and honest. I think that makes for a better relationship all around. But I think that people tend to not be because they're expected to stay with that one person forever. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.